Back on SIP Northwest Live, I'm Brian Bushlack. So glad you could join us for this segment in particular as we revisit sunny Southern Oregon to preview the Oregon Wine Experience. And you know, it was 2 years ago that we introduced you to our friends Dan and Cindy Marca at Danson Vineyards. They become one of my favorites, not only in Southern Oregon, but the entire region. Here we are now. They have been named the Oregon Winery of the Year by our friends at Wine Press Northwest. Congratulations to Dan and Cindy. So well deserved. This winery, this vineyard in particular, like nothing you will see in the entire region. And instead of me telling you why, I'm going to let Dan share the story of this spectacular setting in Southern Oregon.
It is a cool story. So we began Danson back in 2012 with the opening of our tasting room, focusing in on Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, and also doing some food pairings as well. And all of our servings are done tableside, so it's a pretty relaxed experience.
How did you and Cindy meet in the first place?
You know, we met, it was a magical meeting. I was in Monterey, and I happened to visit two restaurants on the same day that came recommended by a real estate agent. And on those 2 days at two different restaurants, there was Cindy, and we were married 90 days later.
No kidding. Wow. So that was almost love at first sight, not only of each other, but of wine, right?
Absolutely. It's funny because the initial meeting was pretty casual, but then when I saw her the second time, just literally a half a dozen hours later, it became a bit more serious, and we both had an appreciation for wine and continued to explore, and literally 12 to 13 years later, we found the perfect site.
Now, it's a marriage of wine and, of course, business in the wine industry, and I've spent some time with you. I think what's interesting about your relationship together is you talk about opposites attract. The two of you are very different, and I'm sure that has benefited you in this business, right?
It has, absolutely. I am East Coast raised. She is Southern California raised, and very different people. I'm the type A in the family. She's the type Z. We bounce things off of each other on a regular basis, and when we agree, it tends to be a pretty good idea.
Dan Marca joining us from Danson Vineyards. We're going to tell you about the awards they're winning. And in the meantime, if you're on your mobile device, your phone, visit DansonVineyards.com. That's D-A-N-C-I-N Vineyards.com. The Danson is a mashup of Dan and Cindy, there you go, at Danson Vineyards in sunny Southern Oregon. And when you decided to plant grapes in this region, there are a lot of options in Southern Oregon. You could have gone with many different varietals. Why did you really choose to focus on Pinot Noir?
You know, initially we were looking at planting Barbera and did a lot of research and visited with many growers in the Sierra foothills in California who thought we may have a shot at it here. But come to find out after further research that we just don't have the lengthy growing season, especially on a northeast-facing site that's an average of 1,800 feet in elevation. So met up with a gentleman named Glenn McGordy, who manages Mendocino County and the Anderson Valley AVA, and he basically told us, look, you know, I know your site, I know your area, and if you want to plant an Italian variety there, plant Pinot Noir and call it Pinot Nero. And after further research and in looking at the conditions here, this site is perfectly suited to Pinot Noir. We get shaded out by the forest at about 6 o'clock at night, so we lose that intense heat, and it makes a big difference. We're able to hang our Pinot for extended periods of time, even picking our Pinot after some of the Pinot that we bring down from the Willamette Valley.
I think that's what's very interesting about the site. And for our listeners, particularly across the Willamette Valley, when you think of these Pinot Noir vineyards, you are thinking of the gentle southern-facing slopes down the hill that are perfect, in a sense, in the Willamette Valley, especially where it's a little colder and wetter than it is in Southern Oregon. On your site, Dan, it's completely the opposite. I mean, when we were there on the patio, I'm listening to you going, wow, how is that possible? But it works so well on your site, doesn't it?
It does, and a perfect example of the temperature variances here, on our last heat up in late August of 2016, the area on the very small amount of south-facing slope that we have at the lowest elevation, the temperature reading was 101 degrees, which was, you know, one of 3 days in the entire growing season that we hit 100 degrees. But yet, in the bulk of the vineyard, the weather station was reading 92 degrees at the very same time. And that's what shade does. It makes a huge impact. It's a cooling effect. And it just allows those grapes to just cool down and just hang for a while.
I've been a fan of Southern Oregon wine for well over a decade now. Those of you joining us across the region, welcome to Sip Northwest Live on the Radio Northwest Network and SipNorthwest.com. Dan Marka from Danson Vineyards joining us. And, you know, the history in Southern Oregon is really rich as well. And what I'm so excited about, Dan, is the awards that you're receiving. We're going to talk more about that in our next segment. But really, you know, when the wine pioneers came to Oregon, the first place they settled, the first place they planted was Southern Oregon. And here we are decades later, and now Southern Oregon has really come into its own, hasn't it?
It has. Southern Oregon is gaining more and more notoriety with the awards that the region is winning, having been recently named one of the top 10 wine destinations in Wine Enthusiast magazine. Also, I find it interesting that Peter Britt was one of the first, if not the first, to plant wine grapes here in Southern Oregon. And to honor him, we actually have planted the Vadensville clone, which literally was within about 30 or 40 miles of his birthplace in Switzerland.
Yeah, that's amazing. And what a tribute, too. I mean, Peter Britt, really one of the pioneers of Oregon wine country. And I want to really paint the picture for our listeners and how unique and special this property is. We talk about the uniqueness of your vineyard, but your tasting room as well. And what a beautiful setting this is. Kind of set the scene for us.
Thank you. So as you walk up to the estate tasting room, you're greeted by a host. We talk with you a little bit, kind of figure out where you will be best served based on the experience that you're looking to have. We get you seated, and then we actually have wine hosts that come to you and talk to you about the various wines and the food pairings that we have. And you're seated looking at Mount McLaughlin at 9,495 feet in all its majesty. You're looking at, depending upon where you are, the city lights of Medford. You're looking at Table Rocks and just enjoying the view as you're surrounded by Pinot Noir and Chardonnay grapevines.
Dan, you did a much better job than I could have, but I'm going to add to that because what I enjoyed, not only the view of the mountain, but the location that you have there. Now, when we were there on our last trip, we spent time in Jacksonville. What a great historic town that is. It's just minutes away from your vineyard and your tasting room, isn't it?
It is. It's literally a mile away, and Jacksonville is basically the epicenter for Southern Oregon wine. And there are five wineries that are all located within literally a mile of the downtown core. So it's a great place to come, visit, spend a night or two, enjoy a night at Brit, perhaps travel over to Ashland and a matinee at OSF, and just enjoy yourself here in the Jacksonville area of Southern Oregon.
Yeah, that's what's really nice for our wine travelers across the Seattle market, those of you in Washington, even our Portland listeners who haven't been to Southern Oregon in some time. It is worth a visit or a revisit. And Dan, it's so nice because you have so many quality wineries there and everything's so close.
That's exactly the case. I think proximity is what defines the Southern Oregon region. We have many wineries with many different varieties. Our topography, as varied as it is, just begs people to just plant what they believe is best for those sites. And it allows us, because of that, to do so many things well. But not only for wine, but we have some amazing restaurants. And then we have, as I said earlier, Brit. We have OSF. We have the Rogue River and Crater Lake, and so many things to do, all with them within a relatively close proximity.
That's Dan Marka at Danson Vineyards in Southern Oregon, counting down to the Oregon Wine Experience coming up in just a couple of months now. And when we come back, Dan will share the story. What an honor for our friends at Danson Vineyards when we come back.